Even though Wyoming is twice as many cattle as people, the state does not have a robust meatpacking facility network. In fact, there are mostly only small custom facilities in the state, with only a few that can send products across state lines. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska reports on how the pandemic has propelled those in charge to change this.
Back in 2019, Valerie Murray's business was doing really well.
We were able to send some of our beef over to a five-star restaurant, and the demand became huge. And we were shipping approximately about 20 head of primals, just the primal cuts, a month over to Taiwan.
Murray is the partner of Murray Farms in Powell. She's been in the business a long time, and even though she had a great buyer, she struggled to find a meatpacking facility in Wyoming that would be able to process her meat for her.
We're talking about on an average 42 head of beef needing to go to market, which capacity-wise in anywhere in Wyoming wasn't realistic. So we've been going to the commodity plants like your JBS and your Cargill for years and years and years because we had nowhere local to go.
And then the pandemic hit, and there was a backlog in those bigger facilities as workers got sick. And the smaller Wyoming plants weren't any help either.
And all of a sudden they said, you know, we can't get anything in until March, April, or May of next year. And this is, we're talking October, November of last year. So we became one of the many people that was on the waiting list.
Once the big national meat processing plants shut down, all kinds of producers flocked to regional facilities, but there wasn't enough processing capacity for the demand. One of those local facilities is Wyoming Legacy Meats.
We're booked up till almost a year in advance.
That's Frank Schmidt, the co-owner of Wyoming Legacy Meats. He headed into the pandemic with 50 head of cattle capacity per week, and as producers flocked to him, he wasn't able to handle the oversupply. Schmidt, like Murray, was aware before the pandemic that Wyoming didn't have medium to large meatpacking facilities and almost no USDA certified ones. That allows meat to be sold across state lines.
One of the reasons that we started the Wyoming Legacy Meats was because I was amazed that an agricultural state like Wyoming didn't have an ability to process beef and ship it across state lines.
Since 2016, when Schmidt bought his plant, he always wanted to expand, but he was starting to run out of money.
I had asked or tried to see if there was any available assistance for people trying to start businesses like this in the state, and we just had not.
But as state officials watched what was happening, they became concerned. So the state responded with the Meat Processing Expansion Program. That took federal CARES Act funds and matched plants' expenses up to $500,000 to help expand, upgrade, or provide social distancing at meat processing plants. The grant actually increased the number of USDA-certified facilities in the state, and for Schmidt, it doubled his production.
We were able to buy several machines that we have in our facility right now that are functional.
Plus, the Cody Economic Development Organization received a $2.2 million grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration to create a new meat packing facility that should be able to process up to 300 head per week. That plant will be run by Wyoming Legacy Meats.
But that's still a very small plant, but it's big enough to supply beef for, you know, a region of all Northwest Wyoming and Southern Montana. I mean, we could cover a large area of that.
For Wyoming Business Council's agribusiness director, Jill Turgemba, the pandemic shone a light on the weakness of the food supply chain in the state.
That kind of sped up the interim talk on meat processing, and I think that's why you're seeing more bills hit the legislature this spring as we look at, you know, the big picture of meat processing.
There are two bills going through the legislature right now. One would create a meatpacking program to help expand facilities throughout the state, and House Bill 54, which tells the Wyoming Business Council to look for ways to support producers and processors.
Regardless of if 54 passes or not, it will be a priority at the Business Council.
Both Schmidt and Murray are cautiously optimistic that the pandemic has helped push the momentum forward for creating a cohesive and robust meatpacking network in the state. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.